A bill to increase the state cigarette tax and implement a new tax on e-cigarette liquids was on the fast track for passage in the Senate, but a disagreement on the amount the tax should be increased has slowed the process.
We really wanted to fast track that bill and get it through.
But Senate Democrats had other plans. The upper chamber's 16 Democrats refused to suspend constitutional rules that would have allowed the bill to see a Tuesday vote.
We want to see an overall plan.
Senate Minority Leader Jeff Kessler says a 45-cent tax increase isn't enough to fix the budget deficit and avoid major cuts to state agencies and programs.
And before we would, agree to fast-track things and run that out of here and then realize that there may not be any other revenue enhancements or tax measures even considered, we want to know what they're going to cut.
Kessler says Republican leaders have yet to share with him their specific plan to balance the 2017 budget, which contains an estimated $270 million shortfall. Without any other revenue measures, Kessler says Republican leaders will have to rely on either deeper cuts, cash reserves like the Rainy Day Fund, or a combination of both. That's why Democrats in both the House and Senate are pushing for a $1 increase to the cigarette tax. That bump would bring in closer to $120 million annually, getting lawmakers at least that much closer to closing the budget gap.
We've got to address the issue, folks. We've got to find money to balance this budget.
Democratic Senator Roman Prezioso proposed an amendment to bump the tax to $1 and commit a portion of the funds to the State Public Employees Insurance Agency, or PEIA. Several Republican senators testified in committee if the bill moves across the rotunda with a $1 increase, it will be dead on arrival.
How do you predict what's going to happen in the House? You know, what are we doing? We're in the upper house. We're sending them an option, a choice. I thought this was the art of compromise. You know, are they dictating to the Senate that this is the way it's going to be? Well, why am I here?
Prezioso's $1 tax failed in committee, but members did approve an amendment dedicating the first $1 million brought in by the 45-cent increase to a smoking education fund and the next $43.5 million to PEIA, helping to relieve some of the benefit cuts approved by its finance board earlier this year. The amended version of the bill was read a first time on the Senate floor Tuesday afternoon, which puts it on track for a Thursday vote. Democrats in the Senate believe the measure will be the only revenue increase discussed during the special session. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.